The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Really, Phil? Where's our fist pumping? I'm surprised.
It's the finale. It's so quiet. We're not even doing it on a Thursday night. I'm so confused and nervous.
Yeah, no, we are too.
What is the future of Jersey Shore?
And we're sober.
It's scary.
Hello, everyone. This is AfterBuzz TV After Show for Jersey Shore Season 5. We are
right.
Thank you.
There we go. Hey, while you play the music, get to start again. Bing is for doing.
Okay, say it again. Go ahead.
Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show Jersey Shore Season 5, Episode 11. We are family.
F&A we are.
And before we do anything else.
Yes. I'd like to introduce everyone. Kevin Kawo Undergaro.
What would you do without Roxy?
I'll forget it. I wouldn't be able to do the show.
I love it. Just keeping us on track here.
Roxy Rookie Stryer, of course.
Jessica
Kingpin. King.
Sassy Gabby.
Loren. But a lot of different names, Gabby. Gabby Loren, but then what? I see some other ones.
Gabrielle Loren. Now, I don't even use Shutter. That's my last name. I never use it for hosting. And then Gabby, Sassy Gabby here.
Yep.
Gabby as my nickname in general and on my new pilot show.
All right, guys, this is boring me.
Phil, thanks. Only on my turn is it boring you.
Yeah, I wasn't bored. I enjoyed hearing it. Gabby's going to be a big star.
Hopefully.
And nice
everybody
her.
Better, like, pray at night at AfterBuzz.
And then we can cover
here. And then we'll all celebrate with drinks.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's when I pray, at night.
In the
night
morning.
Yeah. Any time of day.
Okay,
yeah,
so here we are. We're Bing is for doing, and we're doing an after show.
Yes, we are doing that.
Hey, Phil, this is the part. Now, can you tell everyone why, what's important, how they should tell a friend about AfterBuzz, and they should comment on iTunes and give us a good star rating?
They should. So we've given you now, Jersey Shore has been the first show here at AfterBuzz TV. We've gone now through season 2, 3, 4, and now 5. That is, Jesus, that's like 75 episodes if you think about it. We've given you so much content all for free. That's no moolah to you. And so all we ask for in return is you keep telling a friend, you keep commenting on iTunes and rate us on iTunes, you know? It's the least that you can do for your part. You know, I know you're probably drunk and things like that. So if you mix up the words, it's okay. We'll decipher.
No judgment.
Just leave a comment.
Just comment, positive or negative, hopefully positive. And then tell someone else about us.
But if it is negative.
Get another friend listening.
If it is negative. Say something that we can work off of so that we can change.
Constructive criticism.
That's what I'm looking for because we really do read the comments and try to molds to you guys. So.
As best we can.
Make ourselves better based
okay,
on
so,
your...
Listen, so you guys, I mean, were we watching the last Jersey Shore ever?
Yes.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, you know, Snooki's pregnant, and I guess maybe, like, we'll go into more detail.
Did we just witness the last
Let's talk about it in more detail after the break, but in our special segment, let's discuss, was this the last episode we saw? Because as I'm watching it, I'm having mixed feelings. I was enjoying moments of this episode, but I'm saying myself.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Maybe this is over.
Yeah,
could very well be.
We gotta hold it.
Let's talk about the prank. The what Paulie says the greatest prank ever. To me, maybe the lamest prank ever.
How did they? I didn't even know how they all knew to call it a prank. Like everybody keeps referring it to the prank. The prank. What was it? A prank? Who were they pranking? Themselves? The whole house? I thought it was more of a. Refurnishing feng shui, yeah. Like,
and they had to clean up also, so it's just like,
yeah, they moved all the furniture out of their own room,
yeah.
But then again, what would we expect of the IQ level of the Jersey Shore people?
Like something maybe like the water balloons.
Oh, okay.
That was more understandable to me.
Did they not touch their own beds?
They took everything out.
So they took their own beds too. That's so a
saying,
lot of work.
Yeah,
that's
they inconvenienced
so
themselves
yeah.
as well.
And they brought Danny and the troops in to do it. I was like, this is the most long-winded, worst prank. Too much manpower.
And you know what was, to me, was very revealing about what we've been saying, you know, all season long? Is the reactions.
Oh,
if this were done to, let's say, members of the real world, they'd be freaking out. Dude, you touched my sneakers, blah, blah, blah. I paid $80 for those. Like, these guys watch all their reactions like, oh my God, ha, ha. They're laughing. They don't care. They're like, they're so rich.
Well, the
they
worst
can give
part
a crap
too,
about this.
Is that they're like, in their interviews, they're like, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, in the interview. But when you, right, in the interview, it's like, you know, the producer nudging them, you know, to give us a moment. But you see their reactions, they're laughing, and they're like, oh, this is great.
It was interesting to me, though, because they walk in the house, and we all know there are people lining the streets watching them.
Yes.
We see them.
And I was noticing that they don't close the front door when they first react to this. They keep the front door open, and we hear Snooki say, what the fuck? We hear situations say, oh my God, whatever it is. They're all screaming, freaking out. And the people outside, the door is open. They can hear them screaming, freaking out, but they can't see what's going on. And I was thinking, like, if I was standing outside, what I would think was going on, dead body, like, what the hell was in there? And we see this. I feel like the only reaction they were giving was trying to play to the audience outside.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, they kept the door open, and they're like, oh my God, ha ha.
Well, that didn't even sound genuine.
Yeah,
they kept
exactly.
saying the same thing over, like, oh my gosh.
And it's like such horrible acting because these aren't trained actors. It's just why we love moments like when they're the moments between Paulie D and Vinny or when we see the fire.
We did
anything
see,
that causes them to improv.
To have real moments.
Right.
And we did see some tonight, so it was a relief to see. But speaking of a moment that I wasn't sure about with the situation, was he mad because it's the old situation? Who knows? Oh, wow, this is a TV moment and I can seize it. Or was he actually genuinely mad, or maybe it was a little bit of both?
About the whole thing.
No, I think Roxy's drawing something.
I think he was pissed off for real.
You think he's pissed off for real?
Yeah, because you know what? He was just, yeah, she's writing.
Well,
drugs.
That's the thing, though. I would.
Drugs. Uh-oh. Here we go. Wow.
And that's that.
Okay.
Drugs!
Drugs.
He's on drugs!
But you guys,
he's on drugs! There's no making sense of it. He's on drugs! Everything he does, it's like screaming, you're on drugs! I mean, look at the kid.
He's really slurring his words.
Now I'm furious. And then making up stories about what actually happened, and he thinks that's what actually happened because he's on drugs.
But the funny thing, I feel like all drugs aside, why wouldn't he be pissed? I would be pissed, you know?
Yeah, but like, then go get your shit like everybody else and stop being a bitch because it happened.
But Jessica,
we all were pranked together,
guys,
at least I'd feel better. It wasn't just me single that. He wasn't single
number
that.
Number one. And number two,
you know?
It's not season one. Like, we're all in season one mentality.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, these people have just been on this, what, 1 or 2 month vacation of Italy and whatever. And who even knows if they even packed their stuff, if they didn't have handlers come in and do all that stuff for them.
This is coming from the guy that's, like, put cheese in other people's bed. You know, like, he as he says, I'm the ultimate prankster. Why do you give us up? Your stuff's outside. So, it hasn't rained yet. Go get it.
So Matzo Ball's conclusion is that it was genuine, but genuinely on drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that was for TV at all.
All right.
I think he's genuinely so messed up now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show is completely ruined.
And you know, we'll talk about it later when he has his heat with Dina. You can see he's just slurring his words or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, but granted, it was the end of the night. Maybe he's drunk at that point. But definitely, there's,
can I point something out?
Heavy substance abuse.
I know a few people took taxis, but he took a taxi. I don't know what kind of car he drives, but I think he's using his money for the drugs. His paycheck is going to drugs.
Balls.
Definitely.
I'm just saying it how it is.
The habituation.
Yeah, telling it how it is.
Okay, what'd you guys think of the lesbians?
It's so funny.
Well, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
That's all I had to say about that.
Okay.
I mean, you go, Vinny.
She was a fan, the blonde. You could tell she was a fan of the show.
The other girl was so awkward, I couldn't even.
Yeah.
They were just as equally desperate as any other straight girl on the show
that wanted to be
to
on,
get the TV time. Yeah, for
wanted,
sure.
Yeah.
Equally, way more desperate because they're willing to take a penis. Like, which is something they
which
don't
Which I don't even think they did, because they didn't show anything.
We saw,
you just see them hook up.
We see Vinny move in. He moved
for
in for
kiss.
The kids.
Kiss. But that was just awkward, them trying to fit in the bed and everything.
And we never saw anything else. I mean, that could totally have been dick in the soup.
Wait, it could have been.
We need to clear
sure.
something up. This is what we need to clear up right now, because until this episode, I was confused, and now I think I get it. Sammy and Ronnie have been living in this mushroom. They reside in this mushroom. They sleep in this mushroom. So that means there's another bedroom, just a situation. Then there's a bedroom with Paulie and Vinny, and then there's a bedroom with Dina
and Snooki
and Jenny. Is that how it is? So there is no more smush room. The smush room is now.
I guess that was revealed, right? Because they had to ask Ronnie tonight, or Vinny had to ask Ronnie if he can, you know.
But I'm so confused because in the past couple episodes, we've seen JWoww and Roger use a smush room and Snooki and Gianni. So do they just have to, like, switch rooms every time?
Then they go back into Mike's room.
And by the way, shame on the producers. That's a great moment of, like, you know, we don't want to be next to Mike anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's at least goes them into saying that. But maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just, like, they're a couple and they just want their little honeymoon suite. They're not 20-year-old kids anymore.
Why I think it's confusing, what I've conjured up in my head is, that this episode was so not, I mean, it seemingly was one day, but I don't think it was. I think they wanted drama in this episode. I think they were pulling pieces from all over the place, and they couldn't mention before that they left the Mike's room to go to the smush room because we weren't going to see it until this episode, when really that took place day one, and now we're seeing it now. Exactly. So I think that they were just trying to piece all these things together. I mean, a lot of it didn't make sense with the outfits people were wearing, the order of events weren't making really sense.
Yeah, because
how many last nights have
How could the last dinner happen after the last club? I didn't understand.
Yeah, no, I think they're trying to make it out to be is that they had their last night of
Sunday
karma.
Saturday.
Then it was the last Sunday dinner, and then it was the last night, so they flew
kites. But then it was the last morning the next day.
Then the next day was the last morning.
But it makes sense now that I look back, because if you think about all the girls that Paulie and Vinny have brought home, they always hook up in their room. Like, I haven't seen them in the smush room for a while.
Right.
So
it makes sense. But I'm surprised you just no mention
it. Was never
they didn't
mentioned.
Want us to know there wasn't a smush room, maybe?
I don't know. I just didn't get to it. It was either laziness on their part or because they're jumping around so much. I don't know.
There was so little drama this season that they should have gotten to it.
My God, there was so little. By the way, for an hour episode, there's a lot that went on here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a lightning storm.
Oh, tornado.
Tornado's got a lot of, you know, again, funny lines from them. What did she say? I don't want to get...
I'm getting out of here.
I don't want to get struck in.
You almost got struck in.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm going to get in my car and drive away.
Do you know what I wrote down, though? I said, quote, you almost got struck in, Dina. Dina actually is that dumb.
Because it was a reaction, and I don't want to get lightning in my hair.
Yeah. Paulie D, thank you very much. No, but I'm serious. Like, sometimes I'm like, Snooki, I know you know better than that. But when Dina speaks, I'm like, you poor child. Like, okay, I'm so sorry that you struck him.
Okay,
didn't even think twice about it.
And you know what? It's all been so positively reinforced, Roxy, that she's only going to get worse.
Wait, while we're on Gina, can I ask a question?
Because we positively have reinforced this, you know.
Can I ask a question? Why does Dina look so great during her interviews? Always. And on the show, she just can't pull herself together.
She has professional makeup artist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Professional.
It's professional.
Professional.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at Gab, amazing hair and makeup, you know, compliments. No. But I'm saying, because you do it, you know, you're on camera and whatever, like, but... Like, they're not doing that every day. That's their, like, train wreck crap. But when they have the professionals come and do
they
them.
They never understood how to do their own hair and makeup.
Oh, they're
civilians. How does Jersey understand how to do their own hair and makeup?
How does she not watch herself and see the difference? Like, she just
maybe she
looked,
does now,
even,
but I think there's also laziness. And then there's the fact that, you know, that look at, I mean, where would you, I see hair and makeup done three times a day, like in the business I'm in, and I look at like that house. Where the hell are you going to do hair and makeup in that pigsty?
It's not laziness because they spend three times as long getting ready.
Right.
They spend
right.
so much time.
They
yeah.
invest the time.
They just don't understand. Some people have the style, or
well,
some people don't.
Got, you've got
that
to,
looks
what
good.
You, listen, may
yeah,
I say,
exactly.
you need to pick up the Every Girl's Guide to Life with Maria Menounos because
we
it will
send
tell
them
you.
A copy.
Because one of the things it's why they call them a makeup artist because there's an art to it, and a lot of people don't learn. And I know this from doing the research and having to be the idiot to write this stupid effing book, but learning from it, it's a lot of people don't learn how to.
You don't mean that. We love the book.
We love the book. It's fantastic. Anyway, but
you know what? They have come far from season one.
They've come far, but Jessica, to your point, there's an art to it, and a lot of people don't learn. They don't learn it. That's why you see a lot. You know, a lot of people don't apply their makeup the right way. They never learn the right way to begin with, and so they don't know how to do it. And that's why. I mean, I even see a lot of stars. Who are, if they don't get hair and makeup, they're lost. Like, if they don't get it, they're crazy because they just don't know how to do their own hair and makeup.
But I understand that, but I feel
way,
like certain
right,
things.
Not to belittle your point, but because I want to teach all of our fans to do it the right way, I want to say this came out today. To vote for Maria Menounos on Dancing with the Stars, starting tomorrow, March 19th, you got to vote. All you have to do is dial 1-800-VOTE-04. Or that is 1-800-868-3401. So there you go.
1-800-868-3401. Vote for Maria Menounos so you can learn how to do good hair and makeup.
that seems, and dance,
maybe, too.
Yeah.
Is she going to come in here and teach us how to dance?
No, I think Gabby's going to teach her how to dance.
Yeah, I think we need to do a special segment on that because we had some fan requests.
Yes.
We did.
Yes. Well, we're coming back next week because we should do the reunion.
Kevin, really?
Why, you want to do it today?
We're making our fans upset.
Oh, that you want to do it?
No, because they wanted it last week.
Is the stage set?
The stage is set, and we're set for a competition. Jessica versus Gabby.
Jessica?
Yes, Jessica.
I'm excited to see Jessica go. All right. So we'll listen. After the commercial break, we'll do another dance-off. And we'll talk about if there is a future for this show. Here's the thing about Deanna, though. I really like her. I like her because she's genuine. I like her because she's fun. And I kind of wish she went at situation harder for him saying the sister was a squirter. We're thinking that's what it was. We're trying to make out what he was accusing the sister of. And I like the idea. It was like, oh my God, we're finally getting a real moment. Finally, a real moment where it doesn't matter how famous they are or not famous. That's her sister. That's a real mean and insulting thing to say to the sister. And Deanna's going at him. The only problem is Deanna's just still a sophomore, and she's standing up to a senior. So she could see she didn't have the venom. That if that were Jenny, could you imagine if it was Jenny's sister or Snooki's sister? Even Sammy, they would have been like.
I think
violent.
It's that, but I do agree with that. But I also think Dina just has the personality where she's like, eh, whatever.
But then she gets mad when people don't take her seriously, and that's why she doesn't get taken seriously.
Right. But I also think that whole situation at the club didn't go down because you know it's the typical Italian like loyal to the family type of thing. We see it on Mob Wives. I think you do Mob Wives,
right? Yes.
Be loyal. You know, it's his family now. He's not going to mess with that. I don't think he wants to upset his brother on national television.
But he already said, though, but he squealed to Snooki.
No, somebody overheard, right? Isn't that what happened?
No.
That was his story?
They were sharing like a tiki bowl or something. They were oodling over
And
again, talk about things taken out of sequence. Right. That had to happen way before because Snooki invites him out. They go out and they're like old friends. And then when you see them say goodbye at the end, it's like, yeah, peace. She could, you
but know. That's okay, because that's something okay. Snooki would go back to Dina and say, but it wasn't going to be in front of his brother. It wasn't going to upset
the
brother.
No.
You know?
But the brother told Mike, and Mike told. And then Mike told Snooki, and Snooki told Dina, right. And then it went from there.
I'm like, ping pong right now. Is this confusing?
The point is, it was nice to see a real moment. And I think, and I do believe, like, they're happy, and so, like, maybe I should just leave it alone.
Yeah, I think
and
they
so
are.
It seemed, yeah, and but that was her thought. Like, all right, but at least I was excited to see that. And I like Dina, because I think she's genuine.
Yeah.
But I also liked seeing a genuine moment. I'm like, finally. There's something real in this house.
Right.
Okay, so but this is the part back to Mike being on drugs. He goes, Dina confronts him, and he goes, I don't know who I was talking to. Somebody must have overheard me on the phone. And obviously, you were out at a bar with Snooki. You told Snooki.
But he's not going to admit it.
Right, he's also a weasel.
Snooki tells Dina. I don't think it was him not admitting it. I think it's him literally being like, what happened? How did that...
Covering his tracks, I think.
Like, I just think he is lost.
I think he was trying to cover his tracks, and he was slurring his words.
Yeah.
He was messed up.
He's like, wait, no, I was on the phone, and...
And by the way, do we like them as a couple, Joni and Frank?
I mean, for Jersey, I think, yeah, they work. I think they seem
older.
A little older, yeah. Whatever. They seem happy. Like, they were all over each other, so...
You were crushing a little bit on Joni over there.
Yeah. I thought she was pretty.
Yeah, Kevin thought Joni was pretty.
And then, like, then you guys all
actually,
made
I think
fun
he
of
said
me.
She was hot.
You're like, she's hot.
I didn't say that. I said she's pretty. I said she's pretty. And you guys are like, who? What?
No, I mean, she...
I don't think she's bad looking. She's a pretty Italian girl, I think, right? She just doesn't... She doesn't have that makeup hairstyling, you know, voice in her life. So
yeah,
she's doing what she's doing, you know?
I think, again, she could use from a couple makeup hair lessons.
Yeah, she could.
But no, naturally, yeah.
And I want you guys to know that I was watching Karma tonight, Jessica, and I saw one black guy. So it's the second black guy I've seen
this
season.
That's probably the only black guy that lives in that town.
And he was getting along with everybody. And like,
you
it
don't
was
know
like,
it's the same guy every time.
Yeah.
No, it was a different guy. No, the one guy, the first guy had dreads. This guy was a little bigger.
They
and
gave him a wig.
Just one guy dressing
hair.
Up every time.
Like, come back. We got to show our diversity.
So well, I just want to make an announcement that Jess will be the second person on the show when we go over there.
Yep. Hopefully I'll get some more airtime than that one
black bodyguards,
guy.
With bodyguards. So we have the balloon.
Bodyguard Joe.
Yeah, Joe will take care of it.
Where is he?
AfterBuzz Joe is at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he didn't leave yet. Yeah. Oh, so weird.
No, he hasn't. No, no.
So he needs to join us again, I think.
But after Dancing with the Stars, you don't never know. I think he'll make it to Dancing till the end of the Dancing with the Stars run, and then he'll go off into the cornfield.
Got to take it day by day.
And then just disappears. But so you guys, the balloon fight was kind of the same thing. The girls try, and then they get like...
Why can't they do it? Why can't the girls?
Why is it so hard?
That's why.
It makes girls all over the world look so stupid and weak.
Yeah. Especially if you're saying that you fail every time. I would be so determined to do it right.
But
this
I love Dina's determination in this. And she's like, whatever, the rest of the girls can stop. I'm going. Like, she's drenched.
I love Dina. No, she's fun.
She's game for anything. That's her thing.
And because you guys, she's still fresh. Yeah. These guys have done it too many seasons. They're too rich. The girls are older. They're at the phase in life. You when you're late teens, your early 20s, you're going to the clubs. By the mid 20s, it's like, I got to find my guy. I got to settle down. Yeah, let's rent videos and stay in.
Top, she smiles.
You know? And it's like, and guys are different. Guys can, but these guys are 30. So like they're still doing it. But I don't know. It's in our special segment. We have to talk.
I have
some solutions for the future.
I wonder if Dina ever realizes how much of a mess she is. In this episode alone, we've seen her ass was eating her shorts.
I think
she
probably,
had the worst
but
wedgie.
Yes, but she's positively reinforced for it.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, her shorts were falling down. They had to blur her butt crack.
And so when she...
And then when she was climbing the roof, you could see where her fake tan line didn't reach underneath her butt cheeks.
But then when every door is open for her and big, like, checks come in the mail that never came before and people recognize her and want her autograph, it's like, that's like, oh, wow. So that's cool.
She's
it's,
still giddy
it's
about
positive
it,
yeah. And positive reinforcement for all that stuff. So it's only going to get worse, I think.
Yeah.
And then maybe when there's a break, I think there'll be, like, makeovers and stuff like that. But I found the goodbye was very revealing. Very revealing. Each goodbye revealed something to me.
Okay, elaborate.
Okay, so just seeing JWoww and Roger. You know, the car comes, the BMW, the blacked out windows. Again, break down that fourth wall. And, you know, they're famous and they have to be covered up.
But Jess made a really good point, which was really confusing to me. Why did Roger have a suitcase?
Yeah.
Roger come up to the door with flowers and a suitcase.
Yeah. I was thinking that maybe he was going to help her pack and had an extra suitcase for her. And then they cut to them just leaving.
Yeah. Maybe, but knowing her schedule, whatever, they probably were going somewhere to do work or whatever.
But why would he take it out of the car?
My thought was...
See, that's why I think it's empty.
So that's... Rox, what are you on to?
My thought was... He was living somewhere for the summer.
Oh, and yeah, he had his own beach house.
His own little beach
house.
And then
why would he bring his suitcase up to their house when they're leaving?
Why bring it to the door?
Still doesn't make sense. He could have put it in the car.
I think extra space.
Especially if he drove there.
Yeah, he drove.
You're right. I really don't know.
I think extra space for her.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, watching Situations Goodbye, he was like the plague. No one. It was like...
Nobody came to pick him up.
Nobody can pick up. All the goodbyes were just hey, yeah, bro.
Like,
yeah,
peace.
Peace, exactly.
Why does Polly keep referring to him as my man, Sitch? My man,
it's just cool.
My man, Mike.
It's just that fake kind of. It's the way guys are phony with each other. Oh, my bro, he's my, my boy, blah. It's just all phony crap. But. You can see there was nothing between them. He literally shook hands, I think, with Snooki. She was like, yep. And Jessica just said it best, peace. That's exactly what he got from everybody.
Well, and he even said it's a love-hate relationship.
But nobody wanted him.
He's trying to convince himself that they all still care about him,
right.
And they don't.
So I thought that was interesting. We see with Ronnie and Sammy, they clearly were in a relationship with their goodbye.
Which we rarely saw this summer.
And we see, you know, they get in their little cab, and that makes sense. And their goodbyes with everybody was very organic and very genuine. Dina's and Snooki's was genuine, tear felt. And I feel like Pauly D
and Vinny
were like, it was like, bro, was call cute. Me, like, call me tomorrow. Like, they, that was totally real.
Everybody seems to be on good terms with everybody except for Mike.
Yes.
Except for Mike. And
but you see who's closer and who isn't.
Yeah.
Too.
So, I mean, was it just them living in a separate room that made Sammy and Ronnie everything fine this summer? Like, everybody was like, congratulations, gave them a round of applause. They left together.
No, I don't. I just think that...
The drama wasn't about them.
I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with, like, when they watch themselves back. They probably, when they watch those seasons and see what idiots they looked like and how much they were fighting,
because they're the types who, that's why they haven't profited. Instead of embracing that, like, you need to be like Snooki and, like, you see that stuff and go, you know what? Let's go. Let's keep. They probably read all the comments and all the message boards that were like, we're sick of Ronnie and Sammy fighting. So you're right. They went in like a church man and church lady.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense.
They're very conscious of it.
I think you're 100% right, Jessica. I think that's what happened. And unfortunately, like, I think the viewer loses.
Guys, we still have so much to talk about in our special segment. I know that we've got to get there. So let's cut to a commercial before we get there.
And then we're going to come back
and talk about it.
Wait, we're going to come back. And first is going to be dancing.
Yeah.
With Gabby.
We'll do that.
With Dancing with Gabby.
And Kevin.
Really?
And Kevin.
No. You know what? I would save that for you got to save that for a reunion show.
No,
this Thursday.
But
she wants to dance
the
now.
Fan requested I teach Kevin.
Here's what Phil's thinking right now.
Episode.
There's seven more shows
that's
going
on.
Stay on schedule.
That's fine. But we could do it Thursday.
Seven different dance
All right, we'll do it Thursday.
Do.
So no, we come back. We got to talk about what can we do to save the show? I have some ideas, and we'll do news and gossip. We have tons of news and gossip because Snooki's pregnant. Anyway, thanks for keeping us on track, Roxy.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Stupid. My stupid coworkers, who I hate. Not you guys, though.
Oh, thanks.
The other ones.
Okay.
The other ones, yeah. The others.
So, you guys, Snooki's pregnant. She's going to do one visit to this house, maybe two, maybe like an overnight, and they'll get an episode or two out of it. But we're not seeing Snooki.
What house?
The Jersey house.
Assuming they don't recast the show.
My thoughts are they have enough to scam.
Do you hear the music? I'm sorry.
No, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's going down. Is that it, Phil?
That's it. A sinking ship.
Okay, but here's the thing: you're a suit.
Some Celine.
If you have integrity, you pull a plug on it now. You pull a plug on it now. You go out on top. But there's too much.
And you recast, or you just cut the show.
That's full integrity. Cut the show. Some integrity, recast, but then. The problem is, and everyone in our business is scared. Most people make their moves out of fear.
I think that they need to wait until the spinoffs. They see how successful those are.
Well, here's what I'm saying: if you come from a position of fear and you recast a show and you fail, you're going to lose your job. Mm-hmm. So the safest bet is to try to get these clowns out there for one more run, which we know what they do. If they get them in one location or two, they'll turn it into two seasons. It'll be a lame fest. They'll probably lose a couple million viewers, but still, that's still better numbers than most things on TV. And I think that's how they'll go out.
Yeah,
but
I bet
they're
putting a lot of pressure on Polly right now.
Because that's the safest way to go. But I think the good news is you've lost Snooki, so that actually is a good thing because it makes you have to recast. You can't be accused of something as a suit. You can't get in trouble because, like, hey, she's pregnant. She wasn't going to do the show pregnant. So you bring someone else in, and I say, if you bring someone else in, you have to bring in, I think, a super hot girl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
That would be very interesting.
Here's why. Because no matter how famous, rich, or good-looking a guy is, okay, girls, listen very carefully to this. When it comes to a hot girl, everything goes off the table. It doesn't matter. If the girl's hot, I don't care how rich. There's certain advantages when you're rich or when you're famous or when you're good-looking. End of day, though, they're going to, like, They'll respond to a girl that's hot.
I think the guys will respond, and then the girls will have drama, and I think that will create a very interesting dynamic for a new season.
So we don't want to see them pull in Ryder or Unit. We want to see them pull in.
I don't want to see someone that we've already been
seeing. Not Ryder. Yeah. I'd say maybe Unit only because he is such a loose cannon, and he has nothing to lose. He's going to start so much trouble that I think he could push Ronnie's buttons
could
enough
you imagine
for Ronnie
two
to punch him
stitches
out.
In the house?
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Crazy.
And I think, but he'd have nothing to lose. He'd be thinking every day.
If they're going to bring a unit and they need another girl, I think, though. They need to
replace
get
your
girl,
get a hot girl, maybe two.
And bring
the girls
unit
are going to hate any girl they bring.
They're going to hate any
even
girl.
Even if she's hot.
So
if
that's
she's ugly.
Great.
Guys, should I go into the house?
But the guy, yes, Roxy. No, I said you'll get beat up. I don't want you to get beat up.
What?
Yeah, no, they'll beat her up.
Am I going to get beat
up? No, they'll beat you up.
I don't think so. If Snooki can handle herself, so can Roxy, please.
No.
This is a matzo ball over here.
No.
Jessica should go in the house.
They need some diversity on that show.
4.0. No. My girls, you guys.
It doesn't matter. That's under the covers. Like, not many people know that side of Roxy.
But
so
I'm
they're
going
to see the hard
no,
side
but
of
that
Roxy.
Side of her will
I'm
betray
so
her. No, it's going to betray her because she's. No, it's not going
to. Well, Snooki left school.
Anyway, I'm thinking they'll squeeze another season out just for numbers. And I think they'll do it with these guys. I think they have an opportunity. With Snooki being gone, they have an opportunity to say, come on, we got to bring someone else in. Now, we don't know behind the scenes if these guys haven't banded together to say in the past, like, you don't bring anyone else in. I actually think they've said that. I think they've gotten together in the past seasons and said, no one else.
Yeah, but they can probably renegotiate. Yeah,
right now,
so
you probably
sure
could. Well, I think you
could
talk to them and say, well, guys, do you want to do this or not? Because guess what? Other than Pauly D, okay, maybe Jenny. The rest of you aren't going to do anything.
Here's what I think they're going to do.
Either paycheck or no paycheck.
I think they're going to
make
a show. Be
relevant, be on TV or not.
They're going to make a show, find the next Jersey Shore member. Then they're going to follow people around, Like, somebody's going to win the competition.
That's a great idea.
They're going to find the next Jersey Shore member. That member is going to have a fan following already. Then they're going to go on. People can call, vote for whatever they want.
I love it. I love it. No, and even whether it makes it or not, at least we see all the raw, the situation back in his day. Like, those people, what these guys were season one, we'll see some of those people. I mean, it's hard because the toothpaste is out of the tube, so to speak. Meaning, no matter who we get,
you and your analogies,
their heads are going to explode anyway. We're never going to get the genuine.
Well, if the dick's
Jersey
in the
Shore
soup,
people,
the toothpaste has to be out of the tube.
It's out of the tube.
How cool would it be?
The dick
though?
Is in the soup.
How cool would it be if they had a reality show where they were like, find the cast of Jersey Shore, kind of like what we're saying, but it was a show before that season aired?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Are you saying like an actual show?
Great.
I thought you meant just like online, key, like pick your favorite.
But here's what the key, the problem is because they all those quote contestants or whoever they're going to put on the show to be cast, they all know about this. So that's like, when they tried to cast season two of this, they tried to recast it season two, and what they were getting is everyone coming in and acting like the situation. Oh, I'm just like Ronnie.
I don't believe that because they already are like that. That's
to like
thing.
Get the fans excited.
I know,
excited.
But their minds are polluted now. I think it might be over. We may have to move on
they
the Shaws
even
of Sunset.
Though, to get the fans excited, I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago on Real World where they allowed people to submit themselves and submit their friends, and there was like one viewer's choice that came onto the show.
Yeah, I remember.
And he was like the most drama-filled guy of the whole house, and everyone hated him, and he ended up leaving, I think, so they could even do something like that, where they have the fans like
that's
submitting
genuine.
People.
It's just these guys are stars, so they're going to be like, don't you bring in a civilian. This is good, what's going to be the real problem. It's like, we're stars, we're famous, we have handlers. I'm not going to have be sleeping next to a civilian. So it's going to be some talking on their part. If I would be saying to them, guys, listen, we can either have another run or it's,
you know what,
you're
going to
be out of work.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Is that what you're saying?
On to the next topic.
Oh, wait. Let Gabby get her lineup.
I just wanted to say that, I get the whole pollution thing, but I feel like I've seen other people cast for different reality shows, and they can do the interview process for like hours in a day and hours and hours and keep you locked up. You know what I mean? I feel like they could break somebody down to get them to be themselves.
The real thing? Right?
Yeah, maybe to so. See their true colors. So I just maybe wanted so. To put that
All
out
right.
there.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. Anyways, news and gossip.
Alrighty. So Ronnie, talking about Snooki being pregnant and everything, of course, every time one of the castmates is interviewed now, all they're asked about is Snooki being pregnant. Apparently, they all knew before the news broke. And Ronnie says that pregnancy has changed Snooki. He says, quote, it's a different Snooki. She's doing really good. She's not drinking. She got her act together, and I'm really happy for her. Overnight, she's like this wild, crazy Snooki, and now she's pregnant and engaged and growing up.
She's not drinking.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I hope so.
Like, dear God.
Yeah.
What an accomplishment not to be drinking when you're drunk. But apparently, Snooki wants to make sure that her baby comes out of the womb fist pumping. Pauly D told People magazine, Snooki asked him to DJ in the delivery room. Instead, they made a compromise that he'd just DJ at the baby shower. And apparently, he already thought of some crucial items that need to be present at her shower. He says, quote, I would have spray tan booths in the corner because she loves to tan and a lot of loud music. I'd have pickles everywhere, too. He also has some thoughts on how the baby should look, saying, quote, I think it's ready for hair gel as soon as it comes out. If there is hair, throw some gel in there. Too young to tan, though. Maybe a spray tan.
Well, here's the thing. Can the tan seep in through the womb to the baby and it comes out tan?
Possible. Oh, my God.
Possible.
Well, Snooki and JWoww headed out to Jersey City Thursday for a little spring break in Cancun. Even though she's pregnant, that's kind of weird. The girls flew out of Newark's airport Thursday morning, for a three-day vacation, and they will be joining crowds of spring breakers south of the border.
So they're probably getting paid appearances, and I don't know if they're on MTV. Probably they might be doing MTV Spring Break.
MTV
and
Spring Break is Vegas this year, though.
It's Vegas, so probably not. So probably
because our boy Leroy's hosting it.
Or are they? Is this part of their TV show?
It's just weird to me that Snooki's pregnant and going to spring break parties.
And not drinking.
Paid appearance, babe.
Speaking of Cancun, Snooki's car was reportedly the target of vandalism while she was gone. Her pimped out pink and black Escalade with the words Boss Lady on the back had been covered in bumper stickers and trash. Jersey City police, who are assigned to protect Snooki and JWoww while filming, are reportedly looking after the vehicles and were in charge of everything while the girls were gone.
Nice job.
And the girls left.
But they did it themselves.
Yeah. The Jersey Journal says, people might think they can get away with things because they aren't home, but we're here to make sure nothing happens to their property.
Right. Yikes. That's something I'd love
Cadillac
to ask them
that
about.
That says Boss Lady. Awesome.
Yeah. Why does it say Boss Lady of all the things that she is?
Because probably behind the scenes, she's probably
she's a little boss now.
She is, because she runs the show.
Yeah. No, definitely, but I just feel like it should say Snooki or like something that we know her.
No, because I don't think she want, like, would you, everywhere you drive then, I mean, obviously now people are going to know,
people
like
know,
she drives a pink Escalade, but if they didn't know what car she drove and it said Snooki on it, like, she's going to be the target of a lot more vandalism out there, I feel like.
Then Boss Lady? I don't know.
Well, Boss Lady could be a mob wife.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Snooki and Gianni cashed in on $25,000 for their Us Weekly cover announcing their pregnancy. The magazine that had been selling about 618,000 copies on newsstands in the second half of 2011, but according to the New York Post, one source says the magazine sales bumped by about 50,000 issues that week. I knew they were cashing in.
Hmm.
And then while we were watching Jersey Shore, we saw previews for...
By the way, not a lot of money, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. I mean, fair for them.
For us civilians, that's a lot.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah, no, absolutely. But no, I'm saying for a cover of a magazine to give away a big exclusive, it's usually six figures. So it means that it must not have been that big of an exclusive. If that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, while we were watching Jersey Shore, we all saw the previews for the new Punk'd. And we saw some clips of all the different celebrities that are going to be getting Punk'd. And we saw Ronnie and Snooki. And so here's a little peek at Ronnie's Punk'd episode.
So here we are in downtown Hollywood at a liquor store, and today we're getting Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. Ronnie thinks he's going to a fashion event with his stylist, Jenny. She's going to pull into this liquor store, and when she goes in, there's going to be a robbery gone bad, and she's going to wind up being the hostage. We'll send in some cops to intensify the situation. Sorry, Ronnie, but you're getting pumped.
Here we go.
They're here?
Michael?
Yes, Boo Boo.
We might have a code red here.
Are you serious?
She's got my period. Sorry, guys.
Yo, right?
All right, everybody else, back now! I said, hurry up! Come on!
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey,
Boo Boo.
Come on, come on.
Jam's on the back of the seat. Put the phone down.
Are you serious?
Who's the driver? Who's
she? Female, Jenny? She's inside.
Just got a silent alarm here. Who's this Jenny person?
Just call me right now.
Go ahead, pick it up. Just stay right there. Just stay. Keep your hands on the back of the seat.
Hello?
Ronnie, can you hear me?
Yeah, Jenny.
There's two guys in here.
Give me that thing.
Ronnie.
Give me that thing. Who is this?
Who's this?
I want to talk to one guy, please.
Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not a police officer. It's just me. What do you want? What do you want? How can I help you?
I need a helicopter. Who wants a helicopter?
I want this to go as smooth as possible, like, you know?
He's so nervous.
No one's talking about your face.
He's confused.
Rocky,
it's great.
Are you lying to me? Are you a cop?
I'm a painter.
I'm totally confused.
He's on the Jersey Shore.
Why would she tell him that?
What the Jersey Shore? Jersey Shore? Who are you exactly? The situation?
I'm Ronnie.
Which guy's that?
Ronnie.
I'm blanking.
The one with the
amazing.
You're the one with the muscles.
Yeah.
The one with
honestly,
the muscles.
I just want to meet you. So I'm going to come and open the door and you come in.
I don't want any of this police business though. Okay. You understand?
Wow. Wait, why are there kids?
Okay. Relax. Breathe deep.
Just stay right next to me. Come on. Ron, come on.
Down, get down. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on, get in.
Why the fuck did you do this?
Wow. And by the way, they just gave away the whole segment, though.
Yeah. Well, they didn't show the end of it, though, how it turns out.
That is funny.
Yeah,
he gets
punked. He goes, okay, you punked me. But anyway, that was great.
You're Ronnie from the Jersey Shore? Yes. I want to meet
Why
you.
Why did she tell him that?
Hey, Phil, do you know what something's playing? Rated
PG-13. Yeah, those ads, they just pop up. But,
yeah, they have
which,
ads.
Which one are you, Sitch? No,
I'm
Ronnie.
Blanking here.
Oh, that was great. I tell you, I'm excited to see Punk'd. Great to see that franchise back. Bam Margera, great idea, great guy for a host. Perfect. We will not be doing an after show because, as I discussed with my comrades here, not enough to talk about.
Yeah. No, you watch it, you laugh, and then what tweet?
And then now, that's the end of it.
Your After Buzz TV predictions.
Everyone's looking at me.
Well, I mean, what the hell are we predicting?
How about next week, the season?
No, next week's reunion. Next week's reunion.
Telling you, I think we're not seeing drama on TV between Sammy and Dina. I think they have some serious beef.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Because if you go back and watch episodes, they all the time they'll drop little comments about how they don't like each other. Like, or Sammy's like, or Dina and I actually got along today and pulled this off. Or like,
Sammy has also considered Dina one of her best friends.
Right. I think they love each other, but I think there's Twitter wars.
Sometimes I think that they don't. I don't know. I just think that there's something going on. And Sammy's like, I'm going to pick out your dress tonight. I don't know. I just think that there's some issue there that I don't think we're seeing. I hope they try to dig at that a little.
I think, with the reunion next week, besides the fact that we'll drink and have fun, I think a lot more will be revealed. We'll watch really closely, and let's hope it was done recently. Let's hope it wasn't taped 4 months ago.
I honestly think it's all going to be about the situation. Everyone against the situation.
If it was taped 4 months ago and they don't mention the pregnancy and they don't mention any...
Then we'll know.
It's going to be weird. I don't even want to watch.
Well, all right. Well, we'll be back.
I will, though.
We will. Okay.
Yeah, we'll still watch it.
See, that's me ripping off my notes, which takes us out of here.
That's the official sign.
When I tear this off, I still have
So, Jessica,
drugs.
How do I tweet you?
Find me at I am Jessica King.
Okay, and Roxy?
At Roxy Stryer.
Gaba?
At Gabrielle _ Loren.
I'm at Undergaro. Remember, tell your friends about AfterBuzz, please. Go to iTunes, comment on us, leave us a nice 5-star rating, or a 4-star.
5-star.
Or a 3-star. 2-star, 1-star.
And comments.
All right, comments. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.